So we're still looking at the Mishabura on Sif Beis. That starts at Sif Katan Nun Beis. So here, which is Grufa Ketumah. So then Chazara is Mutter with certain conditions. Awa Eno Garva Katam is Asr. Filam Mithamik Vera Aloy. Vichain Batan or Filam Garva Katam. So this is more Chomer. Chazara is more Chomer than Shehiya. So Shehiya, even with not Garva Katam, but with Mithamik Vera Aloy, it's Mutter. But if it's not Garva Katam, by Chazara, even with Mithamik Vera Aloy, it's Asr. Tanner, even if it's Garfa Katum, is not commanding Heter to do Chazara. And if it would be heated with Kash and Kabobah, it has a din like Grufa Ketuma. Okay. So you can do Chazara. You took the pot off, even on Shabbos, you have to meet the criteria of Chazara. Maybe the heter of Chazara is only omen at Tzler of Shabbos. K'mashon the mutter l'chlito v'lehachzor afilu b'Shabbos gufa afilu v'kama pamim. So Chazara is mutter on Shabbos. But the conditions are that first of all it has to be kolzman shehi resachas. So the Mishabura pradze en adorim l'chol anis k'rmasim. So this condition that we're saying that it has to be silhat is not comparable to the other conditions that we're going to say, that it was still holding on to it, didn't put it down, he had intention to return it. Those conditions are halachas and halachas chazara. But the condition of it still had is halacha bishul. Okay? The behemah tamhu, the lohitir chomim chazara kibay vinzeh. Al bezeh tamhu, over here, the issue is the kibin shenistalik mirisi chosay. It's went down under its the temperature of Yatzeletis boy. It's no longer hot. We hold the ish bishul achar bishul the chumra. So even though it was cooked before, but if it cools off and reheating it, we hold the ish bishul achar bishul. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is it has to be still Yatzeletis boy. Ramah comes along and says, even if it's not Yatzeletis boy, as long as it hasn't been installed on the Gamri, you can reheat it. The way you understand the Ramah is the Mikra din midaraisa ain't bishul achar bishul. So really reheating it is mota deraisa. We came along and we asked it mirabana. But we said in a case where it doesn't look like you're reheating it, because i.e. it's still, as far as people are concerned, people consider this warm. They don't consider this cold. And warm in the sense of that it still has the warmth of cooking in it. So a person who was looking for a warm meal would consider this a warm meal, even though it's not Yatzeletis boy. But that's warm enough that Halacha says that according to the Ramah, you're allowed to reheat it, because people don't look at it as cooking. They look at it as it's warm, so you're just making it more warm. They don't perceive it as cooking. But that's all because Minaraisa, it's all predicated on the fact that Minaraisa ain't Bishal Akha Bishal. Shulchan Aruch is Choshesh Yesh Bishal Akha Bishal. Shulchan Aruch says that this is going to be Asur, potentially Minaraisa. So that which you need that still hot will be true according to the Mechaber, because on the Raisa level. And according to the Ramah, over there will be true on the Rabbanan level. And the level of heat that you need is less. So now it says that it has to be but that zero. So the Ramah adds three things. Rabbi Chabad says you shouldn't put it down like a bikarka. The Ramah adds it has to be he's still actually holding it, and he took it off with intention to return it. Now, isn't not putting like a bikarka the same thing as saying or the so the Mishnah, no. He never let go of it. Even though the Mishnah Torah says you can't put it on the ground, it sounds like if you want to put it on a table or something of that sort, it's mutter to return it. And Moses says, no, it has to be that the whole time the person never let go of it, he didn't put it on the table even, or something of that sort. So by putting it down, it's like you've ended the original act of Shehiyah, because now it's truly left the Kira, but it's being placed somewhere else now, it has a new place, so it's left the Kira, it's a new place. Later on Shabbos, you put it back, it's like you're putting something on the fire to start with.
Does he mean put it down and let go, or put it down and hold on?
We're going to require that the chaskila, at least, that a person should not put in the gabi karka, which, yeah, whether even if he's holding on to it, it's not sufficient. When he puts it not a gabi karka, then you still have the requirement of chaskila, a way to be yoda.
There's
no bishul problems. It looks like you're starting an act of cooking on Shabbos. So putting something there new, as opposed to a continuation of before, that people perceive like you're starting a cooking process. Something was there from before, people perceive it. It was cooked before, and you're just continuing it. Now it looks like you're starting something new. Starting something new, it looks like you're cooking it. Okay. Fine. Metaitel zero. Hatam gam ken kanal shayirizel lebode adayin shehir rishana shehisha isal gabikira mudyam. The original shehir is not totally nullified when you take the pot off, because. Because when you took it off, you intended to make sure you're going to put it back before it gets too cold that you can't. So therefore, that is in some way, it extends the original Shehiyah that did not end, and therefore when you put it back, you're not doing the Sidon Chalkilo, you're doing Chazor. When he took it off, he had no intention to return it. Even if he changed his mind immediately, when he took it off, he had no intention to return it. You can't put it back, even though you didn't put it down on the ground. The fact we took it off, he had no intention to return it. That acts as the termination of the original Shehiyah. And now when you're putting it on later on, there's like a new ma'isul chachila. It's not a hemshach of beforehand. So the Bir Alocha brings that there are many Rishonim that say one or the other is sufficient. So if you held on to it, even though you had no intention to return it, but the fact that you were holding it is enough to maintain the original Shehiyah. Or even if you put it down, but since you intended to return it back, that maintains the original Shehiyah, and therefore putting it back is mutter. So, welcome at Tzarech, you're samech on that.
Even the Chalchila?
Well, usually welcome at Tzarech is we judge it like a bitty evident in the sense that we don't have another option.
Right.
Right. But yeah, but that
sounds very heavy, let's say, where you can't.
Yes, under the same that you can rely on that, yeah. Now a few things over here. The Shart Seed and Mem Zion talks about if you put it out in the ground onto a mito ear or onto a sabsol, that's equivalent to putting it on the ground. Fine. Well, he's got the pina mimechem lemechem shazorcha magen avrom. And the Ran. The more it discusses the question of may you do chazora if you take it off of the fire, pot X off of the fire, you pour it into pot Y, and then you want to put pot Y back. So you've emptied it out from the original mechon, the place where you heated it, onto something else, which is a heating type of a pot. So now you can put it back on the fire. So on a practical level, you can put it back on the fire. It'll work. It's a mechon to a mechon. But the question is that mutter? Is that considered to be an extension, a continuation of the original shehiyah? Because it's the same food, etc. You don't really, or do you argue the fact that Haguva, he changed it from the original, the pot that it cooked in, into a different pot, that acts as the end of the original shehiyah? And now when you take that pot and you puts it on the fire, it's not called being put back on the fire, it's called being put the chatkila on Shabbos on the fire, which would be awesome. So Mishnah Berurah says, I didn't mention it. This Shiloh, in other words, I'm going to be makel on it, because there are many poskim which are makel in that case. It brings Tosfos in the Ran, and then we have those shitas you can makel. So a common application of this. Cholent is drying out. So we'll see later on in Simen Shin Yud Ches, the chatkila we don't do stirring while it's on the fire. So included in stirring is bringing something to a boil, because that stirs it around. But also included in stirring is pouring in hot water, because that moves it around. So you don't do that on the fire. So, okay, I have a percolator with hot water in it, and I want to add some hot water into the cholent to make sure the cholent doesn't burn. So I take the cholent off the fire, and I'm holding onto the cholent. I get two people to do this. My job is hold onto the cholent, don't let go of the cholent, etc. Another person goes to the percolator, takes some water out of the percolator, pours it into the cholent. Now we want to put it back on the fire. So, chazara from one fire to the other fire is mutter. So, if I have a cholent pot on fire X, and I want to move it to somebody else's house fire Y, that's no problem. It's also called. It's not a sin lechatchila. It's a hemshach of the original shehiyah. Even if it's in a different fire, which is a chiddush, but we're mad to that. But over here, you pour the water off of that was on the fire of the urn. Now you would put it on the fire on the stove. That's mutter. But you're mefadam mechel mechem. In between, you moved it out of the its original percolator into this cup. Mm-hmm. And now you want to put the cup of water back on the fire, not by putting the cup of the water back on fire, by putting it inside of the cholent, putting the cholent back on the fire. So if yalpita mechel mechem is also, that case would be also. If yalpita mechel mechem is mutter, that case is mutter. So Mr. Berurah is saying you can be soimach to be mekel and pinam mekel and mekel. Fine. That was one thing I wanted to tell you. The second thing I wanted to tell you escapes me right now, which is very frustrating. Okay. Sometimes I wanted to tell you, I was thinking as we're going along, however it was. Okay. With Avkal Gopal, Zokta Mr. Brewer, that. So we said that we're going to have, we're going to end up with five conditions, right? So we end up or six conditions potentially. We're going to say, first of all, the fire has to be garfa kotum, it has to be covered. The food has to be, that's still hot, or warm at least. The food has to be fully cooked, right? So those two issues, that it has to be warm still, and it has to be fully cooked, both of those are bishul issues, not chazara issues. Then, in regards to those other issues, he said, first of all, the fire has to be covered. Okay, the fire is covered. Now, so we have, that's three so far. It's fully cooked, it's still hot, the fire is covered. Then we add two more, then when you take it off, the person takes it off with the head to put it back, that's the lahafsir, and oyder b'yoder, you're still holding on to it. Now, we're makel, we'll see Mishra Rosa, we're makel, even if it's on a table, and he's holding on to it, that's good enough. If it's on the ground, and he's holding on to it, that's the lashon over here is mashma not like that, because it says he's holding on to it and you didn't put it in the gabi kark, which means you put it in the gabi kark even though you're holding on to it, it's no good. But even though we're machra, if it's al gabi kark, but on the table or something like that's we're not machra. So even though I put it on the table, other miyada would be sufficient to allow me to put it back. But dafka gabor. Then he said, but after all this is said and done, there's still a limit where you're putting this pot back it's only mutter to put it back on top of the fire. So you have your kira and it has the thick walls on top, and you lie the pot on that. Or you take a cover of a pot which reaches around the opening, put it on top. Now you put that on top. This pot to warm on top of it. So if I have my pot suspended, you picture it like in the back in the pioneer days, right, you have your big metal thing which the pot is suspended on, big iron kettle, right? Suspended on this thing. Even though it's partially going into the tanner, it's smaller on the bottom, so it reaches into the tanner, and so the lower part is actually inside of the tanner, inside of the kira, as opposed to on top of the kira. As long as the top part is considered that it's out, it's not inside, so that's good enough to say it's not a galbo. Okay. And we said that it's mutter to put al gabo, but not l'teicha. Putting inside the oven looks very much like cooking. I mean, this is the mamash where you're putting it in on Shabbos. Yeah, the mashiach beforehand, etc. That's very nice, but it still looks like you're putting it in. It's too much. Near k'mavash. This is a rash run around. Now, the next halacha that the Mishnah Berurah says. There's a discussion trying to figure out exactly what is the case he's referring to. Now the pshuta, he's talking about a very very physical description, and it's difficult to picture the description. Some suggest that he doesn't mean a physical description; he's more physical of how it's more of a description of how the oven is used. Well, it's an akirish ein lahem teich b'chol. So you have an oven which doesn't have an inside. Alhem pshuta is b'teichon megaban echad, but rather they're considered continuous. They're pshutas, they're like straight, and the teich and the gav of the oven is the same. Mutal haksel lehen and dein aleim shem teich. Is that considered teich? Teich is not no teich. Right. So it's mutter. V'im yesh esh b'kira ayin simshenirches. If I'm telling you, you're allowed to put it inside because it doesn't have teich begabo, but you might have a problem of putting it next to the esh and having. And obviously, the case is it's fully cooked. We're not marking on the stomach. The only mitzvah we're yafel, even mitzvah we're alloy, I think. Am I saying that right? So he's saying over here, if the truth is with teich megaban echad, you're allowed to ma'aser because they don't mean them teich. If yesh esh bekira ayin simen shirches sifteswa. Putting it back with the esh mamish is there. He talked about it later on. I'm not recalling what he's talking about over there. And the issue is making sure that you're not mechatz on the gechol. Okay. Ubatanar, we said, however, even if you're masik a b'kasha gavob, it's no good. There's no way to matter. Only it's al gavob. If you lose a b'kasha gavob, even if it's heated just b'kasha gavob, it's so chomer that there's no way, no etzah, how we're going to do this except that you put the pot on top. Udin l'kaifach, d'aloy l'hutra chazorah l'kul yam el l'begrufa. Tanner of a kaifach, shaplam rab, l'mahani grifach, l'elba sifal. So now he's saying that tanner, because it's so heated, it's not going to ever consider grufa. Or ktumba. So kaifach also, but we're arguing, has a lot of heat, because even though it's not like a tanner that goes, it gets smaller as it goes up, It's like a kira that goes straight up. The fact that it's surrounded by only one set of walls makes it heat more quickly. Taner's on the Kerma Kotum. Taner Phil Hus Makashi Baba Kanal, Vahud and the Kaipach, the Lord Hujakazal, the Kuliam El Bufa, Taner Kaipach and Rabba, Manic Bufa, and others at the fine. But Avka Shatam Shul, Mavusha Kotzar. But then Rabbi adds, this is only relevant if the thing is fully cooked. Because it's not fully cooked, you take it off, it stops cooking, you put it back, it's going to start cooking again. You're doing cooking. We said you're allowed to put it back as long as the pot is still hot. Comes from what was that? Because bear the dafka shum of mushkol tzarcha in conjunction with the fact that mushkol tzarcha is moving mushkol tzarcha, and okay, so that is. So I just tell you. So when you take it off, we assume that the cooking process has ended, and now we're putting it back. You're restarting the cooking process. Your mama's cooking on Shabbos. There's this interesting sheet of the Shulchan Aruch over there. He's marked Yesh Bishlach or Bishl. The Rambam holds weaker than the Ein Bishlach or Bishl. We only matter it in a scenario like this. Meis Yosef has a fascinating question. When I say Ein Bishlach or Bishl, I have to define when is the first Bishl? What defines Bishl? So. And I said, well, then I can say, Enbishel Acher Bishel. So if the third thing is half cooked, cook my kavanah story. Now I cook it all the way. Do I say, Enbishel Acher Bishel? Once it's mavushel, once it's mavushel enough that people can eat it, making it more cooked is not the real tikkun of Bishel. Tikkun Bishel is going from uncooked to cooked. This is going from cooked to being cooked better. Or no, that Enbishel Acher Bishel means once it's fully cooked, it means most people can say, oh, that's fully cooked. Then if you continue to cook it further, that's called Enbishel Acher Bishel. So the Pesach Yosef there says the first way. That once it's cooked, Machab and Jusoy, anything done afterwards, by definition, is not Bishel. Because Enbishel Acher Bishel. If you hold Enbishel Acher Bishel. If you hold Yesh Bishel Acher Bishel, so then yeah. So he says any Rishon which tells you that there's a problem to put it back, after it's cooked, because the bishul is holding Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul. Because he held Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, he'd tell you we mutter to put it back, even though it's not fully cooked. Right? Should have the piece over there. So let's hold it here. So we're picking up a Mishnah Berurah, cut in some days.